The return to the daily grind is painful and stressful and weighs you down heavily. But the day is over and you pull open a new app that you've only ever heard of. A white light shines strongly behind your eyelids and seizes you. It takes you away. You realize that you are standing on a featureless plane with a mote of light floating in front of you.
"You can go into anything, but tell me which one you want,"
it insists, and you don't know what it means. But as you examine the mote of light, situations, scenarios, circumstances swirl up before you, snatching you away. Bright golden words on a black expanse gather together before your eyes. B, D, and D. S.M.
Master? Mistress? Oh, I don't know how to tell human genders. Whichever. Please, wake up. It's not safe to sleep like this in a tavern.
Slowly, as the world fades into light around you, you find yourself in a tavern, dimly lit with paper lanterns, the flames within them burning orange. The tables are made of a dark wood, sticky with unidentifiable and strangely pale stains. You check yourself. You have nothing but a few unfamiliar coins and the clothes on your back, which are robes made of some homespun, coarse material. Around you, other figures are nudged into waking by their own floating light companions. The bartender is behind the bar, cleaning brass mugs with a cloth, and strangely, where instead there would be an antlers head or something of a trophy, perhaps, in the alcohol places that you know, there is a blindfolded but not gagged androgynous elf, spread-eagled, naked, except for a loincloth, on the wall. Their ears certainly look pointed enough to be an elf.
I'll give you some time to wake up properly. We really do have to go get moving. The demon prince won't subdue himself, you know.
Will you choose this world? Or? The light seizes you and slides you away, and you find yourself standing in a high-ceilinged hall, filled with shelves full of trophies. The walls are painted in a soothing forest green, and the trimmings and linings are gold. In a reflection of one of the glass cases, you notice that you look like you did at 18 again. You also notice an unfamiliar weight in your jeans pocket, especially when it buzzes. Taking it out, you hear the voice resound.
"Welcome to the Oakbridge Specialized School of Psychology, new student. We've only recently reopened the school up for a new batch of students. I, an alumni and current dean of admissions, would like to welcome you to the school and advise you to enjoy your ride throughout. Perhaps you might have heard of the alternate name of OSPSY, the Oakbridge School of Sexual Psychology, and this is perhaps a little more true than the staff would like. However, remember, consent is paramount, and if there are any problems with your academics or with other students or staff, please come to us at once."
Three fellow students emerge from a corridor you had not yet seen. One of them, a pale, blushing boy, is currently squirming away from what looks to be a very determined girl who has stuffed her hand on his pants.
"Please, Emma. No, wait, we're in public. Oh god, there's no one here."
The last student, an older, leanly muscled boy, pats the other two on the head.
"Hey, the next class is starting soon, so don't take too long, okay?"
As you stare at them, you think, will you choose this one? Or? The light swirls and takes you away, you sense, for one last time. You find yourself looking at a video being projected on a thick glass panel.
"Wake up, agent. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to infiltrate into an event that we suspect is currently being funded by the chiefs of the Red Moon Gang, H has the usual gadgets for you, of course, but unfortunately, with this mission, there's only one way that we can slide you in. You're going to have to go in as one of the entertainment. The screen flickers to what the Red Moon Gang might consider entertainment. Orgies happening in every room of a large penthouse, people imbibing from a crystallized iridescent globe, and women and men in masks proceeding over begging submissives. We've got some room as to what that entertainment might involve. That is, whether you'll be standing most of the time or kneeling. But it has to be as entertainment. We do apologize, but you are the agent best suited for the job. Please, do let us know if you will accept. Will you choose this one?